The War, Ken Burns' 7-part documentary about World War II, begins tonight on PBS. And NPR continues its series about the war this week. Today's story focuses on how the Second World War profoundly changed America's Latinos. Hundreds of thousands of Latinos, mostly Mexican Americans, served in the war. And as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, they came home to start a new movement.
Another member of the Greatest Generation passed away earlier this month. In a sun-drenched church in Orange County, California, friends and family pay their last respects to Raymond Juarez.
A native son of Fullerton, a World War II veteran, a civil rights trailblazer, a successful businessman, a patriot, and a family man.
The eulogy is delivered by Frederick Aguirre, whose father grew up with Juarez. That was in the 1920s, long before Southern California became a place of housing tracts and strip malls.
It was very bucolic in those days. We had orange groves all over the county, rural area, and that's what Ray grew up in.
Growing up, Ray Juarez also had to contend with Jim Crow.
Mexicans weren't allowed in certain movie theaters. They weren't allowed to play in certain parks.
On the night before his father's funeral, 56-year-old Michael Juarez talks about his dad's life.
During the summertime when it was so hot that they wanted to go play in the community public pools, they let the Mexicans in Fullerton, but only after all the whites had already left. They let the Mexicans in when the water was just about ready to be cleaned.
Discrimination and segregation were the order of the day for most Mexican Americans throughout the Southwest. The attack on Pearl Harbor would begin to change that.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Raymond Juarez and his two brothers answered President Roosevelt's call to war. Raymond was stationed stateside as a military policeman guarding POWs. His brother Morris, a tank commander, was killed in Germany. His other brother, Joe, was seriously wounded fighting in the Philippines. Today, Joe Juarez, a short man, dark skin and soft eyes, doesn't like talking about the war. But he will say that upon his return, he realized that he had changed in ways he never could have anticipated.
It did change me. Because of the war also, you know, I became a fighter. I was a winner. And because of that, I became a better man.
A dozen Mexican-American World War II veterans interviewed for this report tell similar stories. They talk about how their self-perceptions changed, how the war was their first experience participating in mainstream America.
See how worn out this book is? This is the original history of the division.
87-year-old Ben De Leon of Santa Ana, California, thumbs through a dog-eared book detailing the history of the 104th Infantry Division, also known as the Timberwolf Division. Unlike African Americans, most Latinos fought in integrated units.
See, Simon Mendoza, Jose Martinez, Jose Martinez, Nicolas Lopez. You can look at all Latino names, but you can't distinguish. They all paid the price, all of them.
De Leon acknowledges he was an insecure draftee.
Well, I had bought the cultural problem, the cultural idea that if you were black hair, brown eyes, and so forth, that you couldn't do certain things.
De Leon was a private when his unit landed in France in September 1944. Within a few months of fighting, his gallantry earned him a battlefield commission as a second lieutenant. Yet at war's end, De Leon says he was eager to look to the future.
I came out of the service a different person. When I came out of the service, I had more self-confidence. I had no limits.
But when De Leon returned home to California, he discovered there were limits.
The reality was that we thought we were citizen soldiers, we were Americans and so forth. I came back and the first thing I know, I can't buy a house.
Discrimination also greeted Army veteran Alfred Aguirre of Placentia, California. He earned a Bronze Star for bravery fighting in Okinawa. Upon his return home, he worked in construction and found that the local schools were still segregated.
I was in the service and I was never discriminated on. We were all together. We lived together. We fight together. There were everybody was there, Italians and Jews or whatever. We got along fine. And I said, well, this is stupid to come home where I was born and be separated. And I said, I'm not going to have my child go to school and be separated like that.
Aguirre's son Frederick is now a Superior Court judge in Orange County. Frederick Aguirre's avocation is to preserve the stories of Latino war veterans, such as those who rallied to challenge school segregation after the war.
And that was the famous Mendez versus Westminster School District case that was the first federal court decision that declared that separate schools were inherently unequal. And that busted up the Mexican-American schools here in Orange County, and it set the precedent 7 years later for Brown versus Board of Education in 1954.
Around the same time, says Aguirre, another incident in Texas accelerated the Latino struggle for civil rights.
Do you know there was a fellow by the name of Felix Longoria? He was from Three Rivers, Texas, killed in action in the Pacific. In 1948, his family wanted him buried in their hometown of Three Rivers, Texas.
But the local funeral director refused to allow the Longoria family to use his chapel because he said the town's whites wouldn't like it. Felix Longoria was eventually buried in Arlington National Cemetery thanks to the intervention of a young Texas senator, Lyndon Johnson. But the incident received national attention and energized protesting Latino veterans. Mario Garcia teaches history at the University of California at Santa Barbara, and he says this generation of Latino World War II veterans pressed for civil rights not as a broad national movement, but at the grassroots.
And so one of the struggles of the Mexican-American generation at the local level was begin to run Mexican-American candidates. Many of these were veterans who came back and who ran for local offices on city councils, on school boards, on county boards of supervisors. These are incremental changes.
Veteran Alfred Aguirre was one of those grassroots leaders. He founded a group called Veterans and Citizens of Placentia, and he was eventually elected to the Placentia City Council.
I was hustling, going from door to door, talking to the guys, all the guys who went to the war. And we had about 50 of them. Then we started having meetings, and then we decided that, hey, we're veterans. We fought for this country.
One of the veterans who joined Alfred Aguirre back then was Raymond Juarez. On the day of his burial, his family remembered how in 1946 he went to work in the Parks Department as the first Mexican-American hired by the city of Fullerton. Later in life, he opened a successful restaurant. And in his spare time, Juarez led the local American Legion Color Guard to honor scores and scores of veterans at funerals like his own. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, NPR's World War II stories continue. Susan Stamberg profiles Army combat nurse Kate Nolan. Nolan recently received the Legion of Honor from the government of France.